What up, people? It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast. I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy, and welcome to another fabulous episode of I'm Chris Adam One Podcast, episode 199. How y'all living? I'm living swell. Feel free. Be sure to hit the subscription button, the notification bell. Share this podcast with your friends, family, and followers. Let's get this podcast lit in the YouTube algorithm. You can listen to this podcast at your leisure on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from. I really do prefer you guys to subscribe to me on Spotify, and you can listen to it wherever, however, okay? Episode 199, we got that out of the way. It's been a while since I uploaded an episode on the podcast. Your boy was on hiatus enjoying the festivities. Definitely was enjoying Labor Day and all that jazz. You know, last week was official. The last day of summer ended last week. You know, in some parts of the world, it doesn't feel like summer is over with. It's still hot and all that jazz. But there have been a lot of days where, you know, it's been a lot more cooler. Now, me personally, I think the fall is the best season there is. It's definitely numero uno, in my humble opinion. I think the fall is better weather. And another thing about fall is it's a lot cooler. And fall, you know, it introduced us to the winter months. It introduced us to Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. I like those holidays. I don't have nothing against Labor Day, Memorial Day, and the 4th of July. It's just, to me, I really cherish, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, even though those are the more popular holidays. And it also usher in the new year when we have New Year's Day. But I like fall because of the weather's a lot cooler. It's more colorful outdoors. The trees and bushes start changing color, and as well as the grass, as well as you see more animals out and about. And you know, a lot of those animals, when we see them out and about, they're trying to stockpile and get ready for the long winter. But they freely move out in the fall, more so in the summer, okay? But I love the fall, okay? So with that being said, let's get into today's topic. What's your favorite season? I'm gonna have that as the poll at the end of this podcast. So ESPN, and we all know the madness and chaos with ESPN, you know, letting go of a lot of people at the worldwide leader of sports. They also hired Pat McAfee. They also hired Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp was a free agent at Fox Sports One. A lot of people think that he's leaving Fox Sports One because it just didn't work out with him and Skip. I think there's levels to this. I think it was more so that Fox Sports One didn't want to give Shannon Sharp that type of money that he was demanding. And they couldn't give away a lot of control over their Undisputed because they have given away all that power and authority to Skip Bayless. So, you know, Shannon Sharp, you know, was a free agent and he got signed by ESPN. And when we first heard that he got signed by ESPN, I made a lot of videos and live streams. Go check out my YouTube channels. I'm Chris Adam One, as well as Just My Opinion Podcast, particularly Just My Opinion Podcast on YouTube. I was real thorough on the news concerning Shannon Sharp and ESPN. But anywho, he's now representing ESPN, and Undisputed has went elsewhere. You know, Skip Bayless was promoting this new lineup on the new Undisputed as quote unquote the dream team. Fox Sports One hired Richard Sherman. They also hired Keyshawn Johnson. They also hired Michael Irvin. Lil Wayne was going to make a appearance on Undisputed, you know, once every week. They also introduced the new song, the new theme song to Undisputed. They also had some additional personalities that's going to be on Undisputed, like Rachel Nichols. Man, I could have the lady that does CBS Sports. She once worked at ESPN. I forgot her name once again. I could have Googled her before I started this episode over again. That's fine and dandy. So, Undisputed had a lot of things going on and making the show better. They came on a week earlier than First Take. And that was a dry week. There was really not a lot to talk about. So they had to regurgitate topics such as LeBron James, Michael Jordan, the Dallas Cowboys, the favorite topics that's around barbershop talk and, you know, social media. And they introduced this. Now, the first day, I thought it was a little jumbled up. I thought it was a little chaotic, but it was still entertaining to me. And as the week move along, it started, they started, positioning, all of them wasn't, on one table. Some days you got Richard Sherman. Some days you just got Keyshawn and Skip. Some days you got Richard and Skip Bayless. I think they're going to have Michael Irvin only on Mondays and Tuesdays to compare with the lineup that First Take was going to introduce with Stephen A. Smith and Shannon Sharp. Okay, so in all, I thought it was good, I kept telling people, and I've been telling people this for the past 7 years, let's just face facts and face reality. Whatever and whoever Fox Sports 1 hire for Undisputed is never going to be as good or better than ESPN First Take. It's just not. ESPN is in more markets, in more regions, in more households than Fox Sports 1. They have more subscribers than Fox Sports 1. And when 7 years ago, when they created the show Undisputed, and everyone was talking about Skip and Shannon having a new show Undisputed, immediately everyone came running to the conclusion of this is going to be the First Take killer. This, say bye-bye to First Take, say bye-bye to Stephen A. Smith. And on top of that, a lot of people were saying a lot of unflattering things about Stephen A. Smith that I'm not going to echo on this episode. A lot of people didn't feel great about Stephen A. Smith. When Stephen A. Smith made the decision to remove Max Kellerman from First Take, a lot of people was not feeling it. But nevertheless, ESPN and First Take and Stephen A. Smith, they stood the test of time, and they're still a popular show. All right. So now, things have changed, and Shannon Sharp is with ESPN, and Undisputed has a new lineup. And when that new lineup was introduced, when the week was over with, everyone started immediately comparing the new Undisputed to First Take. People saying that this show is going to be canceled in 2 months. What did Skip Bayless do? I mean, he should have kept Shannon Sharp. The ratings were low and this, that, and the third. It's all because of Shannon Sharp, yada, yada, yada. Now, I will say, I think a lot of Shannon Sharp's fans has gravitated and followed Shannon Sharp wherever he goes. And, it's going to be a while for those fans to return. A lot of people were talking about the Joe Budden show. When Rory and Maul left the Joe Budden show, a lot of fans left the show as well. And, a lot of people just say, I'm never going to listen to the Joe Budden show again. Well, Joe Budden got back into the lab and he fixed that show, added more personalities to the show. And now the Joe Budden show is bigger and better than ever. Okay. It's the most popular podcast in podcasting. Okay. And now everybody is going back to Joe Budden. And, you have your legion of Rory and Maul fans. They still listen to Rory and Maul, but they also listen to Joe Budden. And that was the whole key to it, okay? Even though fans felt salty how Joe Budden treated Rory and Maul. And I'm here to tell you, I made multiple live streams and videos telling you guys this. I'm not saying Joe Budden is totally innocent, but I'm not also thinking Rory Maul was totally innocent as well. There's blame to be spread around for both of those parties. And that is true with Skip and Shannon. Well, the ratings came in and a lot of people, the ratings were not that good. So when First Take started, you know, the first 2 days of First Take, everyone is looking at the ratings. The ratings are high. They're getting numbers. They're getting viewership on Mondays and Tuesday show. But every show of First Take, when you just only compare it to Undisputed, is going to be more supreme. Now, when the week was over with Undisputed, I mean, First Take, the ratings came in. There were some shows that, there was a lot of shows of Undisputed that has increased from its first week. You know, Undisputed now is in their second week. First Take was in their first week. And when they look at the ratings has improved. And I think on large part of the ratings improving is, you know, they didn't mix it all together like Jumbo, like that first show. And it took a while for those personalities to develop chemistry with one another. And then it took them and they had to figure out, well, you don't have to have all of them on one show. You can always, you know, have one show with all of them. And the rest of them, the rest of the days, you can mix and match with Skip Bayless. I think people are okay with the fact that Skip Bayless is sort of like a moderator. He controls the flow of the show and things of that nature. But the numbers have improved from the debut week to its second week. And the First Take numbers have improved, but there's a little slippage. I think a large part of Undisputed having a little slippage is because, you know, there are some markets that don't, that once had ESPN and Disney channels, are, you know, are no longer on those channels. And that viewership doesn't get the opportunity nor the chance to watch ESPN, First Take, or any Disney show, all right? But there have been some good points, I mean, some good moments and some bad moments with Undisputed as well as First Take. Shannon Sharp, his first day, he was, you know, it wasn't his best day. He kept calling Stephen A. Smith Skip a couple of times. You could tell he was clearly nervous, but even I said in my video on Just My Opinion, this will transition into a better show for Tuesday. Okay. So, and it did, you know, a lot of people were, you know, too heavy and too harsh on Shannon Sharp's first day at the show. His second day was a lot better. Now, I also saw a lot of things that Shannon Sharp did and orchestrated on Undisputed, how he took those tactics with them to ESPN. You know, he's you know, trying to be friendly with the people in the studio, well, the engine room, the clip room. He's being friendly with Molly, you know, trying to gain allegiances with Molly and things of that nature. But, you know, nevertheless, you know, that's Shannon Sharp's MO, all right? And the thing about it is that's how he operates. That's how he works. But to me, you can also tell that the things that made him a character on Fox Sports 1, he's not going to be able to do on ESPN, like the skits and him smoking Black and Miles and mixing drinks and things of that nature, bringing TikTok into the fold of things, and things of that nature. He's not going to be able to do that on First Take, all right? But what we're getting in return is Shannon Sharp's incredible talent and his incredible range. Shannon Sharp is a great interviewer. If you haven't seen him interview anyone, go check out Club Shay Shay. I think Shannon Sharp does a great, is a great interviewer. I think Shannon Sharp as someone that knows his stuff he has range on that as well. And when you remove the character of Uncle Shay Shay and just and the world is being introduced to Shannon Sharp, you start seeing the talent of resonate from Shannon Sharp. And he's going to make those Mondays and Tuesday shows must-see television on First Take. All right. When he starts developing chemistry with Stephen A. Smith, you're going to start seeing him. It's going to be some days where he's going to be better than Stephen A. Smith. Even though Stephen A. Smith is more experienced, he used to debate Skip Bayless on a day-in, day-out basis. He knows his X's and O's just like Shannon Sharp. You're going to start seeing them cultivate a good relationship. Now, I think Shannon, that's just my humble opinion about it. All right. So over there at so now you got these two shows. And to me, a lot of people want to say, well, which one's the better show? Undisputed and First Take. I'm going to be a realist. First Take Monday and Tuesday show is must-see entertainment, and a lot of people are going to tune in on Mondays and Tuesdays show more so than Wednesdays through Friday. However, I think Undisputed overall has the better product if you look at it 5 days a week. You got Michael Irvin. You got Keyshawn Johnson. Those are two veterans. You got Richard Sherman. You got Rachel Nichols. You got Skip Bayless. Everyone loves to hate Skip Bayless. All right. So, and you got Lil Wayne on one segment a week. And when you mix all that stuff up, that has the potential of being a good show. Now, is it going to be better when Skip and Shannon had it? I feel like on a large portion, I feel like with the name brand, no. But I feel like with more people in the room to debate and talk the topics, I think it's only going to get a lot better. I think with First Take, you got Stephen A. Smith and you got Shannon Sharp Mondays and Tuesdays. You got Pat McAfee coming in on the Tuesday show. Then you're going to start having a list of people that's going to be debating Stephen A. Smith for the rest of the week. I think that is going to be good as well. So I feel like, I can't really compare both of them together because over time, both of these shows are going to get better. And that's just more entertainment for us as the fans. To me, I would watch one show over the other. It was never a day where I would watch both shows. But now since both of these shows and both of these networks have gotten extremely better, now I got to watch both of them. Okay? Now I got to plan extra time to watch both of them. Okay, I just can't just say, well, I'll skip a couple of weeks watching Undisputed and watch First Take, or I'll skip a couple of weeks of watching First Take and watch Undisputed. Okay, so now you have to be forced to watch both of them if you want the entertainment. Okay, and I just think overall competition is good and we benefit from the competition. I feel like a lot of people want First Take to destroy Undisputed because a lot of people have some hostility to Skip Bayless. People want Skip Bayless out of sports entertainment. They want the show canceled. They want Skip Bayless to no longer to have an opinion in debating. And you know, people were like that with Stephen A. Smith. They call Stephen A. Smith all types of names, except a child of God, you know. But that's how trolls and haters are. You know, one year, they're on Stephen A. Smith. The next year, they're on Skip Bayless, okay? And they just ping pong back off of one of the other, okay? So, to me, I like it. Now, on a side note, real fast, real quick, if I could talk about this real fast and real quick. Stephen A. Smith said something, and I remember, like it was yesterday, Stephen A. talked about how the powers that be at, you know, well, Richard Sherman and Skip Bayless started off the conversation about that infamous moment that went viral of Richard Sherman going ham on Skip Bayless. Basically, Richard Sherman said on his side of the story, he heard what Skip Bayless said off the air about him, saying that he was not an elite cornerback. And at that particular time, a lot of cornerbacks that were in that era didn't think Richard Sherman was. A lot of media personalities, particularly in the NFL, didn't think he was, okay? And he wasn't the Richard Sherman that we all know of right now. And he overheard Skip Bayless echoing those same sentiments. And there was a lot of hostility on air. And it just seemed like Skip Bayless was, you know, taken back. He couldn't really go in on Richard Sherman. And then he talked about how ESPN was on probation because of what transpired with Stephen A. Smith. Because Stephen A. Smith got suspended for the Ray Rice comments about, you know, Ray Rice and the domestic violence and his comments about it. And it just, Stephen A. Smith looked real bad at that moment. And at that point, they were thinking about First Take having an afternoon slot, but that was in jeopardy because of these comments, all right? And they talked about it on Undisputed. Well, Stephen A. Smith chimed in on his YouTube channel and said, yeah, we were in trouble because of that, but we was also in trouble because the powers that be at ESPN didn't like the coverage of what Skip Bayless was doing with Tim Tebow. And they wasn't a fan of it. And that was another reason why they were suspended as well. I don't believe, now they may had some disdain for the love fest between Skip Bayless and Tim Tebow, but I didn't think they was on probation solely or a little bit or even a tiny notion of it. I think they were on probation about Stephen A. Smith and his controversies about Ray Rice and, you know, and that was the Me Too era. And women were very critical of Stephen A. Smith. You had a lot of women personalities on ESPN was not agreeing with Stephen A. Smith. And there was a fallout between Stephen A. Smith and, oh, I forgot the lady I forgot her name. She used to have a show with Carrie Champion. Can't think of her name right now. She even got a podcast. I can't think of her name right now. But anywho, there was fallout everywhere. And everyone was disagreeing with Stephen A. Smith, and Stephen A. Smith had to apologize, okay? So, now Stephen A. Smith is trying to add more sauce to it, but look, I remember that clearly, and yeah, let's just say hypothetically, ESPN had a disdain with Skip Bayless, you know, love fest, bro fest with Tim Tebow. Still, that is not as serious as the comments Stephen A. Smith made. Now, I don't know why Stephen A. Smith brought that in. And Skip Bayless said, hey, wait a minute. The Tim Tebow stuff was after the fact you made those comments about Ray Rice and his issues. And I'm going like, oh yeah, that they. I mean, Stephen A. Smith made it look like these two incidents happened at the same time, at the same year, and I was sort of co-signing with Stephen A. Smith. But when I heard Skip Bayless' comments, it refreshed my history. I'm going like, oh yeah, that is kind of right. They didn't happen at the same time. And, you know, Stephen A. Smith made it sound like it happened sort of at the same time. Now, he did respond to what Skip Bayless said on his show. I didn't get a chance or opportunity to watch it. But I'm pretty sure he's going to somehow, some way, make it fit and make it work. But I feel like at that time, First Take was suspended for the recent comments Stephen A. Smith made about Ray Rice and his troubles and domestic violence, and it just didn't go well. It just didn't look good for Stephen A. Smith. It didn't look good for ESPN. It didn't look good for Disney, and it definitely didn't look good for First Take. So that's all I got for today's show, guys. Tell me what you think. Rate, comment, subscribe. I will see you guys on the next show. 199 is in the books. Next week will be episode 200. All right. So I'm up out of here. Outro.